God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our message for today is based off our gospel reading from Luke chapter 24, especially as we are reminded on how Christ then opens their eyes and reminds them that they are witnesses. Witnesses to his death, to his resurrection, and now his ascension for a particular purpose. To proclaim the true power of Christ, the forgiveness of sins. But the title of this message is ComEd versus Christ. Now, I do not want to pick on our electric company here, because without it, our air conditioning would not be running. We'd be taking our bulletins and fanning them all over the place. We'd be hot and sweating. And the first thoughts that would go to our mind is, how fast can the pastor preach? But now that ComEd does have the air electricity running, the air conditioning is running, I can preach for a lot longer. So I do want to thank ComEd. But for the purpose of this illustration for our message for today, let me pick up on a particular word in our text that is power. If you notice that in our reading from Acts, Jesus sort of tells them to wait until the Holy Spirit comes, which then comes at Pentecost in a week and a half. But in the Luke account, it talks about wait for the power. So we have to ask, where is the real power? I will admit, ComEd, our electric company, does provide power, so to speak, in the form of electricity to many households. But do we truly see the power that comes from Christ? You know, we can turn on the light switch and we see the lights illuminated. We turn on the air conditioning and hopefully the temperature drops. But when we come and we see and behold Christ through his word and sacrament, do we see power there? Or are we just kind of wondering, how long is this sermon going to last? Do we truly see the forgiveness of sins that comes with Christ? And are we truly appreciative of it? In our struggling world, people have to set their priorities. Seems that cash is a little bit scarce nowadays. And so, you know, people are sort of beginning to make some judgments. What things are indispensable? What things are disposable? And so as we enter summer, would we ever think about ignoring ComEd, who powers our air conditioning? Especially in the next couple months when it starts getting really warm. But what about Christ and the power he brings, who brings a special and unique power that ComEd cannot bring? However, the proper understanding of our text reminds us that I'm not going to get into a power struggle between Christ and ComEd, but let's take a look at what power Christ gives. First of all, in our text, Christ opens our minds. This word is used and also in reference to the section right before this. On the road to Emmaus with two disciples, and as Jesus unlocks scripture for them, he opens their minds, and it's after the breaking of the bread that their eyes are open and they recognize the risen Jesus in their midst. And then they say to each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he was opening scripture to us? So we truly need to realize that Jesus needs to open these scriptures to us today and every day. Jesus presents three aspects about this. He talks about that you will be witnesses to that Christ suffered, Christ rose from the dead, and that forgiveness, repentance and for the forgiveness of sins will be preached to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. Now, we might be familiar with the Great Commission. You know, go to the ends of the earth, do the baptizing, do the teaching. And yes, we need to be concerned about baptizing and teaching. This is God's word and God's sacrament. Amen. But what about repentance? What about the forgiveness of sin that everyone seems to enjoy and want? Sure, we want the forgiveness of sins. We want to know that, yes, we are loved by God. We are cherished by God. But what about other people? Too often in our lives, we fail to offer God's forgiveness for all people who come looking for a new life. There's sort of a phrase here, who is welcomed in the body of Christ? Who is welcomed here as we proclaim God's word and his sacraments? Who is part of the all nations that we proclaim forgiveness and repentance? So I have a series of I want it to be known. I want it to be known that those differences of skin color and heritage are welcomed here. I want it to be known that those who suffer from addiction to drugs and alcohol, whether they're recovering or not, and their families are welcomed here. I want it to be known that women and children are welcomed here and that they will not be harassed or abused here. I want it to be known that in this congregation, you can bring children to worship even if they cry during the whole entire service. Yes, they are welcomed. I want it to be known that those who are single by choice or by divorce or through the death of a spouse are welcomed here. I want it to be known that if you are promiscuous or if you've had an abortion or fathered children and have taken no responsibility for them, you also are welcomed here. I want it to be known that gossips, cheats, liars, and their families are welcomed here. I want it to be known that those who are disobedient to their parents and who have family problems are welcomed here. I want it to be known that gays and lesbians and members of their families are welcomed here. I want it to be known that we take seriously that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, the young, the old, the rich, the poor, all the broken are welcomed here. I want it to be known that we are justified by the grace of God, which is a gift through the redemption in which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I want it to be known that we believe that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. That's us. Christ did not die for us after we showed some signs of getting it all together. Christ loved and still loves us while we are yet sinners. Sinners are welcomed here. Sinners like you, sinners like me, like our neighbors, let us not condemn the world, but let us proclaim to a broken and hurting world God's forgiveness and grace. I want it to be known that since we are a sinful people, we will not always be quick to welcome as we should. Let us, however, be quick to admit our sins and come and seek forgiveness from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May God give us grace to welcome and to forgive one another as Christ has welcomed and forgiven us. This, my Christian friends and brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the power of God. Because it does not and cannot come from us human beings alone. It only comes because of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, because of the power of God. This doesn't come from man's imagination. But do we truly want this power of God, which forgives, that comes from Christ? Or would we rather have a power that would come from ComEd, which makes us a little bit more comfortable? I'm sure as I was reading those I wanted to be known, there was probably a little squirming within us. Maybe we're getting a little angry with the pastor. I'm sure our sinful nature does squirm a lot. But Jesus reminds us in this Ascension Day, you are witnesses of these things. And these things are referring to Christ's death, His resurrection, and the proclamation of the forgiveness of sins. You also, brothers and sisters, are in Christ, are witnesses of these things. Because you have experienced it in your own life. Christ loves and forgives you, regardless of how many sins you have committed, regardless of those thoughts, regardless of how many worries you have or your anxieties, regardless of all those things, Christ loves you. But it's not just you. It's you and others. All others. You are witnesses of these things. And we are to live in Christ. And we also realize that we also fall short of Christ. And so when we fail miserably of showing forgiveness of sins and welcoming others to the body of Christ, we need to come back to where Christ's word calls us. Come to His table, seeking forgiveness for ourselves, knowing that it is only by God's strength that Christ's forgiveness passes through us to others, all others. This, my friends, is the power of God. As I mentioned before, the Spirit, however, is not necessarily mentioned in today's text, but the power is. The power from on high. And so as we take a look at a few more scripture passages that deal with this power, let us remember John the Baptist came in the Spirit and power of Elijah to prepare the people for the Lord. The power of the Most High came upon Mary, and she became pregnant. Jesus returned from His temptation in the power of the Spirit. Jesus showed authority and power over evil spirits. Jesus heals by the power of the Lord. Jesus gave the 12 power and authority over demons and diseases. The enemy also has power, which the 12 have been given authority over. Jesus does deeds of power, which produces praise from the multitudes of disciples. The disciples received power when the Holy Spirit came upon them. More about that in a week and a half at Pentecost. The disciples were able to perform healings and miracles by this power. They preached boldly by this power. I think that the gift of power is related to being witnesses of these things, not only to experience them, but to spread the experience to others, all others. If we only want this power for ourselves, it's sort of like choosing the power of comfort. Maybe ComEd, sitting in our air conditioning and doing nothing, over the power of Christ. Truly loving our neighbor and showing forgiveness. But if we want Christ's power to flow through us, then we are to choose Christ, even over our own comfort, even when it makes us squirm. The answer is yes, because it is the power of Christ. Luke records not only one, but actually two ascensions. If you take a look at the resurrection on Easter Day as an ascension, and you take a look at this day of ascension 40 days later, both ascensions sort of close the period of Jesus' ministry and opens the church's mission. The mission to do what? To proclaim the forgiveness of sins to the whole entire world. So while we take away the Christ candle that was once lit on Christmas, we still need to remember that Christ is still with us. Through His word and through His sacraments, our Christian love and forgiveness needs to flow to all others. You are witnesses of these things, that Christ suffered, that Christ died, and that He rose on the third day, and that repentance, the forgiveness of sins, is to be preached to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. This is the power of Christ. And as the sainted pastor once said, the one who catechized me, when he laid his hands on me in the day of my confirmation, he read from Romans, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." In his name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.